This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. $153 million in federal funding for Illinois health programs was canceled this week by the Trump administration. The previously approved grants were aimed at mental health, substance abuse, and infectious disease prevention. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Samir Vohra says those funds would help prepare the state for public health emergencies.
But there's only so much that one state can do when you have these funding cuts that come from the federal level. Cuts that hurt the states and then hurt our ability as the state to provide this money to our local communities.
The IDPH says the Trump administration is also blocking $324 million in funding for future infectious disease work. Some small business owners in Chicago say potential tariffs are adding to an already uncertain economic future. New research from Chicago-based Circana says consumers are accepting that the cost of most things will keep rising. Could beer be next? Hagen-Dost owns Dovetail Brewery in the city's Malt Row district. He largely imports ingredients from Germany, which remains safe from tariffs for now. But lots of brewers, he says, import barley from Canada, and they can their beer there.
Other craft brewers who are purchasing from companies that manufacture in Canada. So half of the cost of a can of beer is in aluminum. So they're going to have no choice but to raise their prices.
Circana data say plastic, paper, and aluminum are most at risk from Canada tariffs. Dost says he will weather the storm if his aluminum supplier becomes affected. Metro's warning that some services may not recover if they're cut next year. The Regional Transportation Authority issued a doomsday scenario late last week. It warns that 40% service cuts could be necessary system-wide if state lawmakers don't come up with more cash. Metro says weekday trains would run only once an hour on most of their lines, once every 2 hours on weekends. Janice Thomas is Metro's Deputy Executive Director of External Affairs. She says freight carriers control 9 of the 11 lines Metro uses. They could swoop in during a budget shortfall and it would be hard to recover.
Metro has seen this play out before. Budget-related service cuts in 2018 have yet to be restored despite available funding. And despite more than 5 years of negotiations,
Metro Pace and the CTA face a collective $770 million budget shortfall heading into next year. A University of Illinois Chicago student has developed a new software platform that could change how scientists identify age-related diseases. The software, called SEMPI, was developed by UIC doctoral student Mark Sanborn. It uses computational tools to identify prematurely aging cells, which researchers say are linked to diseases like Alzheimer's, heart disease, and cancer. Sanborn analyzed over 1.6 million human and mouse cells to develop the software and published a study in the scientific journal Nature Communications. The study's authors say this tool gives researchers a deeper understanding of how these old cells disrupt the body and how they react to certain drugs. The software also uses open source data, meaning that it's free for research around the world. Researchers hope this will help scientists and doctors better understand and treat diseases. Some more things you should know today. A court filing from Illinois civil libertarians asks a federal judge to dismiss a Trump administration lawsuit that targets immigrant sanctuary protections. The administration last month sued Illinois, Cook County, and Chicago officials. The suit claims keeping their local cops out of immigration enforcement jeopardizes public safety, but an ACLU filing says it only hurts public safety when immigrants fear cooperating with police. The Chicago Teachers Union is on the verge of landing a contract deal with CPS after nearly a year of negotiations. Both sides say the final details are being hammered out. There are several steps yet to be taken before it's a deal. Federal judge overseeing the case of four convicted ComEd executives and lobbyists wants to sentence them in July, but at a hearing yesterday, one defense lawyer called such a move reckless, based on an unresolved review of the case by the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. The group was convicted in 2023, but President Trump has ordered a pause on enforcement of some of the original charges on which the group was convicted. Today's weather, it will be rainy and windy with a high of 76. Tonight will be windy, still with a low of 57. Tomorrow, we expect cloudy and foggy conditions with a chance of rain and a high of 58. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.